Michael Argeni, who has profound hearing loss, graduated from Seattle University, then went on to Creighton University Medical School in Nebraska. He says that's when his difficulties began. Unlike Seattle U, Creighton refused to pay for interpreters and a real-time captioning service known as CART, which cost up to $60,000 a year. Rather, the school gave him copies of PowerPoint presentations and an FM-assistive listening device. But he says he was still missing much of what was said in clinics and sued under the Americans with Disabilities Act. Now, a federal appeals court has sided with Argeni, saying his case can go to trial, that he has compelling evidence to show he was discriminated against. His attorney, Mary Vargas, sees the ruling as a milestone in determining what full access to higher education means.
It doesn't mean having only a ramp into the classroom. It doesn't mean getting some of the content. It means having an equal opportunity to access the educational content as do non-disabled students.
She says disabled students who've grown up receiving full accommodations in elementary, high school, and even college are often finding their dreams dashed when they try to pursue professional degrees beyond that. Paula Wissel, KPLU News.